You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK. Andy Holding's Racing Podcast from William Hill. Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcasts. Or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Hello and welcome along to the William Hill Irish Racing Preview. More good racing to come from Leopardstown on Monday. And my name is Mark Walton. Joining me on the line to look into the action, including the Lexus Chase, is William Hill Radio's Irish racing expert, Andy Holding. How are you, Andy?
Pretty good, mate. Yeah, not too bad.
Another good card in Leopardstown.
Yeah, fantastic, isn't it? Yeah, I get a chance to see the Gold Cup for ABC Lex. Don Polly stood his stuff in the Lexus Chase. And remarkably, I didn't really know this stat until yesterday, Mark, and if you're aware of it either, that Willie Mullins has never won the Lexus.
Yeah, I noticed that this morning when I was looking through. It's one of the few races he's got a bad record in, really, isn't it?
I know, absolutely astonishing. And I think if you'd have asked any man in the street if that was the case, they would have sort of laughed at you, really, to be honest. Yeah, it's almost unbelievable to think that all the good chases he's had over the years, this is the one grade one in Ireland that's eluded him.
Yeah, I mean, I suppose it fits the trend in terms of it's a 3 mile chase and he's never won a Gold Cup either. Maybe it's just that he's never really had a top class staying chaser for these kind of races.
Yeah, I know. He's always had plenty of speed horses, and it's very much been the case the last couple of years, isn't it, with these top class horses through the ranks, like the Supreme Novices, the Fahines and the Duvans and Underscores. They all show much absolute brilliant pace over distances in around the 2.5 miles. It just shows you, doesn't it, that extra 2.5 furlongs after running their Gold Cup has always been the undoing of some of the Willie Mullins horses.
No problem with his hurdlers, though. He's got too much strength in depth, really, for the hurdlers. And that's probably the reason why we're seeing Arctic Fire step up to 3 miles today as well.
Absolutely, yeah. I'm looking forward to seeing him. And I saw there was a few people on Oddsticker yesterday sniffing around for prices for the World Hurdler, because there was a few blue luminous lights on that particular site. But having read Willie Mullins' column today, this is just not necessarily a fact-finding mission, but it's one of the few races that falls into the category of, you know, it's worth having a go at a grade one. And he thought, well, it could be easy pickings, but he does go back to the two-mile route, whatever happens today.
Right, OK. Well, let's get stuck into the action then. We'll spin through each of the seven races, starting in the 12.10, which is a maiden hurdle over 2.5 miles. The market headed this morning by Road to Respect, who's 13-8. Below Mom is 11-4, 7-1 for Chain Gang, Anne Minella, Aris and Show'em Silver, and then 20-1 or bigger prices for the others. Who do you like in the opening then, Andy? Are you with this Road to Respect?
I'd have to be, really, based on his two efforts so far over hurdles. That good run behind Maracouche has been advertised a couple of times by a few horses down the field. And, of course, York Hill, the horse that beat him last time out, is very much on the shortlist for one of the bigger races at the Cheltenham Festival. He's top of the market for the Neptune. Back in third that day was a horse called Maldini, and he, of course, went on to win next time out pretty impressively at Thurles. And he runs in the 12.45, the per temps qualifier for mark of 129. So if we say that Road to Respect ran to something in around the 130 mark in that particular race, that certainly gives him enough quality to withstand what's ever thrown at him in this particular contest. Obviously, Willie Mullins has got one in this race, which we don't know much about. He's got Bellamome, and given that Willie Mullins is pretty much carried all before him, other than a few blips over this Leopardstown four-day bonanza, then he's got to be respected. But I'll stick with Road to Respect. He looks a fairly straightforward type, and he can give the Giggingstown stud operation yet another winner.
Road to Respect then for Andy. In the opener, the second race is the 12.45. This one is a Potemps Network Handicap Hurdle Qualifier. It's over 3 miles. And Leave at Dawn heads the market this morning at 9-2. 11-2 for Roll It Out. 16s into 10s for Jimmy Two Times. 14s into 10s for Russian Bill. 11-1 for Velissa Montag and Maldini. And 12-1 are bigger prices for the others. As open as you probably would expect, Andy. What do you like in there?
Yeah, I've had a few good on Jimmy Two Times. He was at 16.20-1 chance overnight, and that price looked a little bit too big for Bramwell Hamilton's fairly consistent six-year-old. As you can see by his form figures, he's often there or thereabouts. And he was unlucky at this meeting last year when he fell at the last, when He looked as though he got a 2.5 mile handicap in safekeeping, but he made up for that by winning the EBF final at the Ferry House Festival in April, beating a very, very high-class field, chock full of improving and progressive novices. Probably went over the top a little bit at Punchestown on his last start, albeit it was a fairly decent effort behind Sorted Out. A nice comeback run the other day behind Ross Voss in a wildly competitive Navan handicap, which was run at a good pace. He just looked as though he needed the run that day when he got a little bit tired late on, but he's back over his favourite trip, 3 miles. Obviously, he's not particularly well handicapped as such, off a mark 134, but Derek Lavery rides him regularly, takes 5 off, and that certainly should see him be competitive in a race of this nature. Obviously, Connections have had their eye on a race such as this. They obviously want to right those wrongs from last year. And he looks a reasonably good each-way bet in that 12.45.
Each-way selection then for Andy there. Moving on to the 120 next, which is a beginner's chase over 2 miles and 3 furlongs. The market this morning, as we record this, is headed by Tellers More, who's 9-4. Zabana is 3-1. 9-2 for Balbia du Matin. Blazer is 11-2, and then 12-1 are bigger prices for the others. Who'd you like it? What's a pretty good beginner's chase, Andy?
It's a very good beginner's chase, Marky. I think 4 or 5 horses can be talked upon with having leading claims here. Obviously, Tellers More's favourite, courtesy of his overall profile more than anything else. And, of course, he was a decent 6 and certainly not disgraced behind Stabber Companion Duvan in the Supreme Novices. It looks as though he's going to be probably more of a 3 miler down the line. And because William Mullins has got so many good horses in this department that have already jumped and shown a good aptitude for fences, it'll be interesting to see where he fits in the pecking order. Zabana, obviously, comes in here with a major chance if he can jump the larger obstacles. He was second behind Un Petit Soir in the Coral Cup and rounded off his year third in the Grade 1 behind Jet Ski. So we're talking about 150-plus rated horses running in this race. So it's obviously going to take a bit of winning. I think Blazer will go well here. I mean, probably at the prices, he'd be my number one choice. He's had a nice spin over fences the other day that punches down, and given that he finished very strongly on the running that day, that 2 mile trip, even though it was on heavy ground, was too short for this gelding by network. Net de Costa won that race, I thought, ran a smashing race at Kempton until his stamina ran out over 3 miles the other day. So that form doesn't look too bad, but hopeful with a step up in trip will suit this horse. I think Blazer, with the receipt of obviously £7 weight for age, has got a decent chance of at least giving us a nice run for our money each way in the 120.
Blazer each way then for Andy in the 120. Moving on to one of the grade ones this afternoon, the Leopardstown Christmas Hurdle. It's over 3 miles, and Arctic Fire is the 11-10 market leader. 5-2 for Alpha Des Aubeaux. Martello Tower is 7-2. 16s for Prince of Scars, and Snow Falcon is the 40-1 outsider. We've kind of already touched on this, Andy. Arctic Fire steps up to 3 miles. Do you see him winning this?
Yeah, I'm a fully paid-up member of the Arctic Fire fan club. I just think he's a smashing horse. He's obviously a little bit of a mercurial character. He often travels well, sometimes doesn't find a great deal off the bridle, but he seems to have turned over a new leaf since they've upped him in trip, and that could well be the key to him today, because he beat Alpha Des Aubeaux the other day very, very readily, and even though he's up an extra 4 furlongs here today, it's a bit of a fact-finding mission. I still think he'll have this have the beating over his old rival on this occasion. I presume that Alpha Des Aubeaux will go off in front to try and make it a decent test, but given that there's only 5 runners, I can't see him going an absolute million miles an hour here. And because of that, I think Arctic Fire's turn of foot at the end of his race will be the key component. He's such a commendable and lovable horse that I still don't think we've actually seen the best of him yet. So as time goes on, I think Arctic Fire will get even more of a bigger fan club. And it'd be absolutely fantastic if Arctic Fire wins this race. He certainly deserves to. And obviously winning that Grade 1 last time out, he comes in here with a massive amount of confidence.
Arctic Fire then for Andy in the 155. The 230 is race 5 on the card. This one is a 2 mile novices handicap hurdle. The market for this race headed by Herminator and Elusive Ivy, who are 4-1 joint favourites at the time of recording this. Prince Cup 6-1, 7-1 for What's For You Won't Go By, 8-1 for Mighty Concord, and 14s or bigger for the others. Who'd you like for this hurdle then, Andy? Quite an open betting heat.
Yeah, I'll probably go with Mighty Concord here. He's obviously won a race so far to date, and many will be put off by his form figures, but I actually do think he's quite a consistent and likeable type, and I do like these horses have been running well in maiden hurdles or strongly run maiden hurdles and going to handicap company. And his first dip into this sphere was not a bad one the other day behind Ancient Sands, and of course that horse chased home the very well handicapped copy of that here at this meeting yesterday. So I do think this form is quite good. He goes on the ground, and it's just that Jim Colotti could perhaps do with a change of fortune more than anything else that will hopefully turn this horse's career around. So hopefully Jim will have a winner sooner rather than later, and it could well come today in the shape of Mighty Concord.
Mighty Concord for Andy in the 2:30. The big race of the afternoon is the 3:05 race, 6 on the card. It's the Lexus Chase, a grade 1 over 3 miles, and a pretty short price favourite in the shape of Don Polly, who's 1-2. 4-1 for Sir Deschamps. Carlingford Lock is 10-1. 12s for Fox Rock. 25-1 for First Lieutenant. And on his own is the 40-1 outsider here. Don Polly, Andy, the RSA winner last year, obviously prominent in the betting for the Gold Cup this year. Is this another stepping stone on his route to the big race?
Yeah, so hopefully for those of us who backed him into reasonable odds for the Gold Cup, we'll certainly be seeing that. I must admit, at the time, I thought I took the worst price for Don Polly available. I didn't back him prior to the RSA, of course. He won it, and then I took the price after that, which was around about the 6-1 mark. And then he got beat at Punchestown, and he went back out to 10. So I was thinking, what on earth, what a complete and utter dummy I am. But given that he won so impressively in beating Many Clouds on his seasonal reappearance, Aintree now finds himself at the head of the market with his other stable companion, Jackadam. That doesn't appear to be a bad bit of business after all. And given that there is still a bit of a cloud hanging over several horses in this department, obviously Don Cossack, Vator, and even Q-Card to a certain degree around Cheltenham, it wouldn't be surprise me if a horse like this, Don Polly, put a big marker down here this afternoon. And of course, obviously he loves, he won the Topaz here last year. And he very much looks like he's tailor-made for the Gold Cup, doesn't he? You can just imagine this lad who's 2-for-2 at Cheltenham, powering on up that Cheltenham Hill, like he did last year when he won the RSA. He's nothing flash. He'd probably come off the bridle at some stage during his races, but it's often those kind of horses that are the unsung heroes, and they just keep getting the job done continually. Only really fast ground during the season will prevent him from sort of going to the very head of the Gold Cup market, and providing... and if he wins today, then I think he's going to tighten up even further.
All right, Don Polly then, the selection for Andy in the 3:05, the Lexus Chase, and we finish off in race 7, which is the 3:35. This one is a 2-mile bumper where Sumneck is the even money favourite, but on the slide from 4-7, 11-4 for Broken Soul, who's been supported from 7-2, also money for Gertine, who's 5s into 7-2, and then 20-1 or bigger prices for the others. So interesting developments in the betting this morning, Andy. Do you agree with those?
Yeah, I certainly see that the each-way merchants have been out in force here, and it's quite rightly too as well. Obviously, there's a little bit of doubt about some next first time up on heavy ground, and Willie Mullins has issued slight concerns as well. So we're dealing with a couple of horses who've run in maiden hurdles and obviously dropping back to bumpers. Broken Soul, second behind Annabelle Flight, Navin. And obviously, Gertine represents that form, which is good enough to see Mim, the supreme novice's hurdle favourite. So with that in mind, I'll probably go with Robert Tyner's charge, particularly if he can get an each-way price about him. He's a 3-mile winner in a point-to-point at Drumahane. Of course, Drumahane is one of the stiffest tracks in Ireland and certainly one of the most prestigious. Anyway, a lot of good horses win at Drumahane. So if you manage to win there and win unextended by an easy 6 lengths, then you've obviously got to stay well and you've got to be considered a horse with a touch of class. And even though he was no... He didn't have enough quality to beat Min on his rules debut at Punchestown. He certainly did enough to suggest he should be competitive in a race like this. So Robert Tyner's Gertine looks the each-way choice in the last.
Gertine each-way for Andy then in the lucky last. As always, Andy, let's just have a quick summary, if you'll spin us through your selections one more time before you go.
Yeah, luckily I get a chance to watch the racing today at Leopard Town, which hasn't been the case for the last 2 days because of the party festivities. Hopefully Road to Respect will get us off to a good start in the first race. Really quite keen on Jimmy Two Times from an each-way perspective in the Pertemps Network qualifier. In the 120, I'll go with Blazer, the Willie Mullins second string there. If you can back him each way, that'll certainly hopefully give us a decent run for our money. Arctic Fire is the choice in the Grade 1 Christmas Hurdle in the 2:30. Take a bit of a punt that Mighty Concord gets his head in front after a series of near misses. Don Polly looks the strongest of the short price favourites in the Lexus. And then the final race, Gertine represents the supreme novice's form, currently held by the favourite Min. And given that he ran so well against William Mullins' charge, hopefully he should be there or thereabouts in the last.
Superb. Good work, Andy. Thank you very much. Good luck. Enjoy Leopardstown, and we'll look forward to having you on Racing Radio this afternoon as well.
Yeah, hopefully I'll get there safely. Cheers, bud.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.